This is Pastor Ian Gollaher with Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministry in Canada. I live in Barrie, Ontario with my wife, Beulah. We have 5 grown children and 17 grandchildren. We can't even invite them all over to our home at one time, as we could never fit them into our little home here in Barrie. Barrie is a nice little town on the southern edge of Lake Simcoe. I hear that it freezes over in January. I'll have to see that, as this is our first winter living here. It's also a snow town. While you are listening to this, we might be knee-deep in white powder. But this is Canada, the land of canoes by summer and toques by winter. I hope that this Christmas message in song and spoken word will be a blessing to your soul. It's not so good that we are limited in visitation, and I hope that you will take this message from my heart to yours as from the Lord. Remember that the Lord Jesus loves his people, and all who trust in God's Son for salvation are saved and sure of it. This is my prayer for you. And so now we turn to our first hymn, As With Gladness, Men of Old.
As with gladness, men of old, hear the guiding star behold. As with joy they hail his light, leaving onward beaming bright. So most gracious Lord, we hear, evermore be led to thee. As their joyful steps they stand, to that holy major bend. There's good and the living before, in whom heaven adores. So may we rebelling fears ever seek the mercy seat. As they offer gifts most rare, and the major ruin wears, so may we with holy joy, pure and free from sin's allure.
Well, I hope that you are glad also, as with gladness men of old. Yes, men have been made glad down through the centuries because God has sent us his Son and our Savior. In the Bible, the Word of God, we read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26, and in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. What a wonderful story of God choosing Mary to be the mother of our Lord Jesus. Let's bow in prayer and we'll give thanks today for the Lord's grace and goodness. Father, we thank thee today for life. We thank thee that you have created us in your image. You have given us this life to live here in this world for a time. We thank thee for liberty and for every blessing and opportunity, for food on the table, for friends to talk with, and to enjoy life. We pray for those who are lonely today, who feel left out, who feel set aside. O Lord, grant that you will send them a friend or a messenger and minister to their hearts. We pray for those who do not feel well, with pain in the body and with tiredness. O Lord, grant that you will minister grace and healing in their bodies. We pray also for God's word to enter into each heart, for faith in the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. We pray for families and for staff who care day by day. O Lord, give grace and strength, give blessing, we pray, in this needy world. Above all, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus as our Redeemer and Savior, who on the cross died in our place as our substitute to pay the price of sin, that his precious blood cleanses us from all iniquity. And I pray that you will, by your Spirit, take your word and write it on hearts and minister to each soul. We ask this earnestly, we pray through the name that is above every name, that mighty name of the Lord Jesus. All right, so we have now another hymn, and it's called Gentle Mary. Our theme today is Mary, the chosen vessel of God to bring the Savior, the Lord Jesus, into the world. And what a vessel Mary was. Stay with us as we bring this wonderful hymn, Gentle Mary.
Gentle Mary, lay her child lowly in a manger. There he lay the undefiled to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? Ask the saved of all the race who have found his favor. Gentle Mary, later child, gentle Mary, later child.
Angels sang about his birth, wise men sought and found him. Heaven's star shone brightly forth, glory all around him. Shepherds saw the wondrous sight, heard the angels singing. All the plains were lit that night, all the hills were
Christmas night. Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. He is still the undefiled, but no more a stranger. Son of God, of humble birth, beautiful story, praise his name in all the earth, hail the King of glory, hail the King of glory, hail the King of glory.
Welcome, and I hope that you'll stay with us for this wonderful story of Mary, who found favor with God. Mary was a poor country girl from the area of Nazareth, a very poor and obscure part of the country of Judea. Yet we know that she became the most blessed woman in all human history. She was given the greatest of privileges to bear the Savior of the world in her womb. Mary had never had a child. She had never been married, nor never with a man. She was therefore to be the vessel of the Lord's body by a miraculous conception. Christ the Messiah was to be born of her. She would therefore forever be known as the mother of the Savior of the world. She was favored indeed. And I want to talk to you about becoming the favored of God. There are ways in which you can know the wonderful, deep love of God in your soul by inviting the Lord Jesus into your life. Your starting point is to confess that we do not deserve the Lord's favor. That's first. And that was Mary's confession. She did not feel that she was worthy of such favor of God, but it was not her plan nor her idea to become the mother of Christ, the Savior. It was pronounced by the angel, "Thou hast found favor with God." This was God's plan for Mary. It was God who was sending his Son into the world to save sinners from their sins. God even announced his name. He was to be called Jesus, which means that he will save his people from their sins. Salvation is then all of God. God planned it. God announces it. God bestows it upon those who even feel so unworthy. After all, no one is worthy to be saved and go to heaven. We have all sinned. We have all broken God's holy standard. When you come to know that you are unworthy for God's mercy, then you are a candidate for mercy. Surely your own heart tells you today that you do not deserve to be saved or to live with God in heaven. Then listen to your own heart and confess your unworthiness. Then you will begin to know the favor of God in your soul. Secondly, for you to know God's favor, you must believe that Jesus is the Savior of sinners. Oh, that wonderful name of Jesus. It is the sweetest name on earth. It was chosen by God and given to Mary, the mother of his human nature. The angel told Mary that he would save his people from their sins. That was the reason for the name, for he shall save his people from their sins. This is the only way to enter into God's favor. You need to learn this secret to all of God's blessings. It is this: the blessing of God comes to us through his Son. Pardon from sin, cleansing from sin, peace with God, and eternal life, all are through the one name of Jesus. And there is no other name through whom God will bless you. You need to believe in that name and call on the name of Jesus as you seek God for his favor upon your soul.
Let every heart be led.
For you to know God's favor, you must believe that with God nothing is impossible. Just as Mary believed in God's pronouncement that she would have a son. After all, her questions and curiosity on how such a child would be born of her, the final clinching statement on the whole matter was this: with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary took that word and rested in it. She believed that God was almighty to so work in her to give her a son, though without relations with a man. That was Mary's faith. She believed, and she resigned herself to this reality, for she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Now here is the thing that you must learn. Believers in the Lord Jesus, who enjoy God's favor, take the Bible as God's word and rest on it. Everything is settled on the authority of the Bible. In fact, until you settle on the Bible as your source of truth, you will not settle very much. So you must get your Bible, read its promises to you, and stand upon them with all your might. Read and pray every day. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Believe it. Rest in that. Take it to heart. So go to the Lord in prayer. Ask him to save you from your sins and plead with him for this promised rest. The Lord Jesus also said, "Ye must be born again." So, to know that miracle of the new birth, you must look unto Jesus as your personal Savior. Here is what the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus: "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, in closing, you must enjoy favor with God as Mary rejoiced in God her Savior. That was the fruit of her faith. Mary was no longer doubting, questioning, or seeking new phases of some journey to faith. She was a total out-and-out believer in her Savior, even the one who was to be born of her. And when you read Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 48, you find that this certainty was within her soul. Let me read these verses. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." And so we find that the lowest, poorest, and neediest sinner can be saved. You can enter into and be fully immersed in the favor of God. All believers in Christ are saved. All who are born of the Spirit have the inner witness that they are indeed born of God and have the favor of God. Believers in the Lord Jesus are not working to be saved. I want to emphasize that. Nor are they merely trying to be saved, or are hoping that one day they will be saved from sin to have God's favor. But believers are in. They are blessed today, now, totally blessed, and forever blessed, just as Mary rejoiced in her Savior. Mary then, in fullness of time, gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. She saw him later suffer and die on the cross, and Mary is now in heaven. Not because she was worthy in herself, but because she was the chosen vessel of God, and because she believed all that was promised her. You are not worthy of heaven in yourself. You are just a lost, filthy sinner. You are a hopeless case. But when the Lord calls you, and you call on the Lord Jesus to come into your life, you enter into the fullness of God's blessings. You are sure and certain of eternal life. You have all the favor of God and all the salvation that God can give. The Apostle Paul stated it so well. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Will you do that? Will you do it now? Pray, Lord, come into my life and save my soul. Then you may rejoice and delight in your Savior, the Lord Jesus, who saves sinners from their sins. We have one more hymn that we want to play, and it's called Joy, Joy, Joy. And my prayer is that you will enter into that joy of trusting in the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
While shepherds watch their sheep by night, glad tidings brought, an angel bright, how great their joy, 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 glory to God in heaven on high, glory to God in the angel said to them, Jesus is born in Bethlehem. How great their joy, 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 joy.
heaven on high. Jesus, we hasten to adore, grant us thy blessing evermore. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Glory to God in heaven on high. Glory to God in heaven on high.
I hope that you have been encouraged and blessed through this message today and through these hymns. May you, like Mary, become the vessel of the Lord, to believe and be saved, to know that you have peace with God through the Lord Jesus. Just as the Lord Jesus was born in Mary's womb, Christ can be born in you when you call upon him to save your soul and to bless you. And the Father will pour upon you all his eternal favor. For whom the Father loves, he loves infinitely and eternally. This has been a privilege to bring to you this message and this word in song, and I hope that you will be in touch. Please feel free in Canada to give me a call, 604-897-2040, or send me an email, Ian Gollaher, G-O-L-I-G-H-E-R, @gmail.com. Or you can go to our church website, ltbs.ca. That's ltbs.ca. May the Lord bless you this Christmas with the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior. And I hope that you, your family and friends, will be blessed indeed through the great news that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, from my house to yours, I wish you a blessed Christmas.
Who is he in yonder stall at whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress fasting in the wilderness? It's a Lord, a wondrous story. It is the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord.
I wish every blessing to you and your family on this Christmas Eve. Thank you for listening in today, and if I can be of any personal help at any time, feel free to give me a call at 604-897-2040 and check out the website ltbs.ca. There you'll find all the information you require. Thank you again for listening. The Lord bless you and your house on this Christmas Eve.